Welcome to Latino.
Pensum.
Sexagesimum septimum. Grammar, lesson 67, on page 398, the genitive after verbs. After verbs of valuing or esteeming, and also after those of buying and selling, hiring and letting, the indefinite price or value is expressed by the genitive. Such verbs are aestimo, facio, pendo, duco, puto, habio, aestimor, fio, pendor, and sum. Emo, mercor, vendo, venio, licio, taxo, stare, constare, et cetera. The genitives representing the indefinite price or value are substantives like nihili, for nothing, nihili, and then flocki, nauki, pili, pensi, and derunki, assis, for a trifle, or a mere song. And the neuter adjectives, magni, highly, magni, per magni, very highly, per magni, pluris, more highly, pluris, plurimi, very highly, or the most, plurimi, parvi, but little, or of little account, parvi, minoris, less, minoris, minimi, very little, or the least, minimi. And so we have tanti, so much, tanti, tantidem, just so much, and quanti, and quantiuis, and quanticunque, as much, etc. Sometimes with preti expressed explicitly. Comii regis auctoritas magni habebatur. The authority of King Commius was held in high esteem. Comii regis auctoritas magni habebatur. Nulla vis auri et argenti pluris, quam virtus aestimanda est. No amount of gold or silver should be estimated higher than virtue. Nulla vis auri et argenti pluris, quam virtus aestimanda est. Summum bonum plurimi aestimandum est. We must or should attach the highest value to the summum bonum. Summum bonum plurimi aestimandum est. Pravi homines sua parvi pendere aliena cupere solent. Bad men are accustomed to undervalue their own possessions and to covet those of others. Pravi homines sua parvi pendere aliena cupere solent. Noli spectare quanti homo sit, parvi enim preti est qui iam nihili sit. Never mind how much the man is worth, for he is worth but little who is already worthless. Noli spectare quanti homo sit, parvi enim preti est qui iam nihili sit. Emit Canius hortos tanti quanti Pythius voluit. Canius has bought the gardens for the price which Pythius demanded. Emit Canius hortos tanti quanti Pythius voluit. Vendo meum frumentum, non pluris quam ceteri, I sell my grain at no higher price than others. Vendo meum frumentum, non pluris quam ceteri. Tanti quodque malum est, quanti illud taxavimus. Every misfortune is of as much account as we have rated that. Tanti quodque malum est, quanti illud taxavimus. Nulla pestis humano generi pluris stetit, quam ira. No pest has cost the human family more than resentment. Nulla pestis humano generi pluris stetit, quam ira. De Drusi hortis quanti liquisse tu scribis. With reference to Drusus's garden, you write how much it was offered for. De Drusi hortis quanti liquisse tu scribis. Ego ameis me amari, et magni pendi postulo. I want myself to be loved and esteemed by my friends. Ego ames me amari, et magni pendi postulo.
Remarks.
The definite value or price after the above verbs is expressed by a substantive in the ablative, as in estimare, aliquid pecunia. Tribus denaris. Vendere aliquid quinquaginta talentis. So the definite value or price after these verbs is expressed by a substantive in the ablative. Aestimare aliquid pecunia. Tribus denaris. Vendere aliquid quinquaginta talentis. Etc. To the genitives of the price or value, we add huius, boni, aequi, aequi bonique. In expressions like rem huius non facio, I do not care that for it. And in the theatre, there would be some kind of gesture made by the actor. It means a straw or a rush, in other words, nothing. Rem huius non facio. Rem boni facio. I consider it just and proper. Or rem aequi bonique facio. I acquiesce in it, I let it be so. Or rem aequi bonique consulo. Rem aequi bonique facio. The verbs coeno and habito likewise occur with the genitive of the price. Exempli gratia. Quanti habitas? What do you pay for your lodgings? Quanti habitas? Tantine coenas. Quanti habitas? Do you pay as much for your dinner as you do for your lodgings? Tantine coenas. Quanti habitas? The verb aestimare also admits the ablatives magno, per magno, plurimo, parvo, minimo, nihilo. And after the verbs of buying and selling, these six ablatives are always put instead of their respective genitives. Pro nihilo may stand instead of nihili after putare, ducere, and esse. For example, aliquid magni, aestimare, aliquid magno, aestimare, aliquid nihili, aestimare, aliquid nihilo, aestimare, nihil, aestimare. And then we have emere, aliquid magno, emere aliquid parvo, emere aliquid plurimo, emere aliquid minimo, vendere aliquid magno, vendere aliquid parvo, vendere aliquid plurimo, vendere aliquid minimo. And aliquid pro nihilo ducere, or aliquid pro nihilo putare, to consider something of no account. Aliquid pro nihilo ducere, aliquid pro nihilo putare. The price or value may also be expressed by an adverb such as care, bene, male, gratis, etc. Hoc mihi gratis constat. This costs me nothing. Hoc mihi gratis constat. Aves pingues care veneunt. Fat birds fetch a high price. Aves pingues care veneunt. Verbs of reminding, remembering, and forgetting are followed by the genitive of the person and by the genitive or accusative of the object remembered or forgotten. And such verbs are monio, admonio, cum monio, cum monefacio, and it's aliquem. So verbs of reminding have also got an accusative of the person reminded. Monio aliquem, admonio aliquem, commonio aliquem, commonifacio aliquem. And then we have memini, reminiscor, recordor, obliviscor. And in some examples in the syntax, medicus regem modo matris sororumque modo tantae victoriae appropinquatis admonere non destitit. The doctor did not cease to remind the king, now of his mother and sisters, now of the magnitude of the approaching victory. Medicus regem modo matris sororumque modo tantae victoriae appropinquantis admonere non destitit. Milites hortatus est, ut reminiscerentur pristinae, virtutis suae neve mulierum liberumque obliviscerentur. He exhorted his soldiers to remember their prowess exhibited on former occasions, nor to forget their wives and children. Milites hortatus est, ut reminiscerentur pristinae virtutis suae, neve mulierum liberumque obliviscerentur. Grammaticos officiis sui cum monemus. We remind the Philogians of their duty. Grammaticos officiis sui cum monemus. Discipulos id unum monio, ut praeceptores suos, non minus quam ipse studia ament. I only remind learners of one thing, which is that they should love their teachers as much as they love their studies. Discipulos id unum monio, ut praeceptores suos, non minus quam ipse studia ament. Somno animus meminit, praeteritorum praesentia cernit, futura praevidet. In sleep the mind recalls the past, beholds things present, and foresees the future. Somno animus meminit, praeteritorum praesentia cernit, futura praevidet. Vivorum memini, nec tamen Epicuri licet obliviscii. I mention living authorities. Nevertheless, Epicurus must not be forgotten. Vivorum memini, nec tamen Epicuri licet obliviscii. Boni sunt cives, qui patrae beneficia meminerunt. They are good citizens, who are mindful of the benefits of their country. Boni sunt cives, qui patrae beneficia meminerunt. Homines interdum res plae clarissimas obliviscuntur. Men sometimes forget the most remarkable things. Homines interdum res prae clarissimas obliviscuntur. Nunquam liberos meos adspicio, quin planci meritum in me recorder. I never look at my children, but what I call to mind my obligation to Plancus. Nunquam liberos meos adspicio, quin planci meritum in me recorder. Remarks. Ne uter pronouns and adjectives, for example, hoc, id, illud, quod, quid, quae, multa, etc., are invariably in the accusative after all the above verbs. Id unum te admonio, I remind you of this one thing. Id unum te admonio. Multa admonemur, we are reminded of many things. Multa admonemur. But the accusative of the substantives occurs only after verbs of reminding or forgetting. Beneficia, mandata tua memini o oblitus sum. Memini, in the sense of I think of or I make mention, recordor and monio, with its compounds, also take the ablative with de. De homine importunissimo ne meminisse quidem volo. I do not even wish to mention the importunate man. De homine importunissimo ne meminisse quidem volo. De Herode et de Metio meminero. I will bear in mind Herod and Metius. De Herode et de Metio meminero. Velim scire quid de te recordere.
I should like to know what you recollect with reference to yourself.
Velim scire quid de te recordere. Terentiam moniatis de testamento.
Remind Terentia of the will.
Terentiam moniatis de testamento.
The accusative of the person reminded of, or remembered, or forgotten, rarely occurs, except after memini, when used in the sense of I still remember or I still recollect a person seen or known before. For example, Antipater, quem tu probe meministi. Antipater, of whom you have an honourable recollection. Antipater, quem tu probe meministi.
Cinnam memini, vidi sullam.
I remember cinna, I have seen sulla.
Cinnam memini, vidi sullam.
But memento mei, remember me, memento nostri, remember us. In this construction is included the expression venit mihi in mentem, something occurs to me. Venit mihi in mentem. That's venit mihi in mentem aliquid, or venit mihi in mentem aliquius rei. Thus, venit mihi Platonis in mentem. Tibi tuarum virtutum veniat in mentem.
But we also have the cases of res mihi in mentem venierat,
omnia mihi in mentem venerunt.